You know, a lot of problems exist inside and outside of church because we let the culture preside where Christ should reside and preside. So guess what? We don't have to compromise. We can ask the Lord to help us be wise. We don't have to bring in the world into the church. Instead, we need to bring the Word, God's Word, out to the world. I've written about that for a long time for different media, like CBN.com and things like that. Just sharing on national media always reminds me of how important it is that we share the truth with the media instead of letting the media influence how we view the truth of God's Word. This week, we're going to focus on a Word to the World challenge. Here's a sample word-to-world challenge. Instead of bringing in world themes to the church, have you ever thought about hanging a picture of Jesus above your TV in your home? How would that change your entertainment selections? Now, I'm not just talking about that. I've actually done that. I have a picture hanging above the TV. I have a picture of Jesus. It makes me do a double take on what I watch. I'm not kidding you. It's the truth. It helps me to follow the Bible instead of getting distracted because we're constantly getting inundated by advertisements and different shows just sort of just pop up. So it's important for us to have that extra reminder. After all, it's pretty clear in the Word. It says in Psalm 101, verse 3, "I will set no base or wicked thing before my eyes. I hate the work of them who turn aside from the right path. It shall not grasp hold of me." Think about it. Pray about it. Then do something about it. A good conscience with God eternally exceeds the temporary popularity with people. So let's trash the trash. Make Jesus your treasure. You'll have no regrets when we look into His shining, loving face. Again, I share this with God's love for you. And we will, in a moment, pray. But first, here's the prayer tip of the week. Surprise, surprise, it's something I mentioned a little bit ago. Hang a picture of Jesus Christ above your television and ask Him to rule in every area of life, including entertainment. Then saturate yourself in His love and truth. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we confess that we desperately need Your help to do the right thing. And that there are so many distractions, but we want to stay focused on You. Please help us to do that. Help us to share Your Word with the world instead of letting the world distract us from the Word. Help us to love You with all our hearts, souls, minds, and strength. And help us to not forget what's most important in each day. Lord, I also pray with those who are hurting that You would comfort them as only You can. We bear our hearts before You and ask You to just touch us where we hurt. Help us where we need help so that we may be a help to other people, that You would use us to help other people. And Lord, I pray with those who haven't put faith in You yet, and I just pray with them right now to receive You, Jesus, as Savior and Lord. Please be our King. In every area of our lives, we surrender everything to You. We ask that You would reign in our hearts and lives. We receive You, Jesus. We receive You as Savior and Lord and rely on You and You alone for salvation. We repent of our sins. We turn to You and just ask for Your help to love You and others the way You want us to. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember, you can send prayer requests 24/7 at prayingpals.org. Remember to enjoy Jesus at church and at home and everywhere. Jesus is with you. Remember that. Let's love Him and talk with Him throughout the week and listen to His Word and glisten with His Word to the world.